microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's Dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and beside me is my partner in rhyme, partner in crime, Blaze Rock. What's up, man?
We in the building. I'm a little pissed off, though. I ain't gonna lie, because the Ravens just lost. But we're what can you say?
Hey, I don't know if you saw the drop pass. Dude had Evans. He had the pass in the end zone, and he just dropped it.
You gotta come up with that, you know? And what else? There's nothing else that can be said about that other than you gotta make that catch. Simple, plain, you know?
I wanted to, speaking of football, sports and football more specifically, today Joe Paterno passed away.
He did.
And I wanted to get your take on this for the longest time. And for as long as when I started to listen to sports talk radio years ago, off and on, and I would hear. And there were people who would talk about Joe Paterno. They would talk about, I think he was another coach by the name of Dan Bryant, that he didn't want to stop coaching because he believed that if he stopped coaching, it was so the two were so intertwined, his life
he died.
And I don't know if you do your thoughts on, you know, with the whole scandal that went on at Penn State, but they forced him to resign and the whole process, whatever the official word on it is, but he's no longer coaching, and all of a sudden a couple months later he passes away. If there's something related to that with not just sports, but people that are so closely identified with their profession, whether you're a CEO or you're a mailman or whatever, and you feel that if you stop working that your lifeline is attached to what you do as a profession.
You know what, when I was younger, I probably didn't believe as much in when people said people die of a broken heart. And I think as I've gotten older and, you know, experience dealing with people and seeing people live and die, et cetera, you start to understand that there is kind of the same concept of dying of a broken heart. And I think in his case, that could have had a lot to do with it. He was already, you know, he was sick, he was battling cancer, et cetera. And I think when you change the dynamic of the mind, you change the dynamic that your body is used to going through and the routine, you change that sometimes that can be a significant change that can really throw off everything that may have been prolonging or propelling you to keep going in life. And so, you know, and the other thing is when you think about, and I think everybody here can relate to it, but when you think about how when you get stressed or when things aren't going the right way, you know, how it really affects you physically and how it affects you biologically, to go through what he was going through, to at his age, for one, number two, you know, it's something he's been doing for, you know, longer than you and I have been alive, you know. So to change that so abruptly, and also to have, you know, have all the issues that were going on with Jerry Sandusky himself, be it that these guys were close friends, obviously. And I think that's a lot to take. I think that's a lot to bear for anybody, you know, for someone our age, someone younger than us, someone his age with his health problems. I just think it was, you know, was overload for his body. And I think you're right. It does get to a point where you change something so significantly that's become so intertwined with your way of life that you're almost unable to continue.
Exactly. Speaking of continuing, we're going to get into a couple of tracks. And, you know, we got a great lineup for you today. Going to be talking about that movie Red Tails. Probably then we're going to talk about that sofa controversy, Kim Rosario being back for coming back to the source, and a lovely, lovely song at the end of the show that we're going to but E-40 is coming out with a triple album.
Real.
Now, you and I are both E-40 fans, but man,
right?
Really?
Right.
Really?
Right? Overdue. You know, it's almost at a point where it's overkill.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, because for me personally, when I listened to the last two, I was kind of like, you know what? You could have cut half of both of them out and put it on one album, and it would have been a great, you know, a great album.
Yeah.
Straight up. But when you then threw in some of them extras to make sure that you reach the quota for the two, you know, two full discs.
Yeah.
You know, you start getting the filler. You start getting the watered down whackness. You also start getting them extra folks that don't really deserve to be on the CD in the first place.
Yep.
And that, to me, is what kind of killed those last two albums. In contrast, the first, you know, the first two of this, you know, of this series, of that series, those were actually pretty dope. I mean, all the way through, I think on both of them, they were pretty dope. You could really listen to them as individual projects and be satisfied with both. But I think he's doing a little too much with three. You know, this time I think it would have been cool just to go back to a full 15-track album and call it. But, you know, hey, you never know. My only problem again with 40, though, is, dude, when he goes into doing longer albums or more albums, that means you get more of these watered-down whack folks that shouldn't be on the record at all. And I'm not so sure about that. I also hope that some of the beats are not Droopy's beats. I mean, no offense to the brothers, that's his kid and everything, but Droopy is something I can only consume in small portions. He's just not that dope. He's not terrible. He's not bad. He's just not that dope that he can carry a project with his types of beats. And I think, you know, I think it'd be a good time for 40 to, you know, there's got to be some new producers in the Bay and, you know, on the West Coast in general that he could look to. There's got to be a way he could maybe get some more Rick Rock beats, something, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm up in the air still, very much so.
Yeah, me too. So we'll see that we got that. We're going to go into a track by E40 featuring Problem YG. I am Sue.
This is
called Function. And then DJ Premier and Bumpy Knuckles is called We Are at War. So we're going to go into those two joints. We'll be right back. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir. Stars.
Hey, bitch. Try this, guaranteed turn square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, we out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man, we out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
We out here trying to function, bitch. You're fucking off my high, get about my mix. You're messing up my vibe, I'm trying to get some crap. Put it in my ride, take it to the Ritz. I'm toasted and sloppy, off humble broccoli, Bacardi. 151 out my body, about that green like wasabi. Like in Bari, we mobby, we bossy, back to fuck off. Getting money, my hobby, not getting money, it's not me. It's the rappers I listen to, is E40 and Pop. I'm having my revenue play, I'm having this guap. I'm on my fly, big nigga shit, man. I stay laced and groom, I spray myself with sucker repellent. My nigga, not perfume, not anything you got. I can sell with a hustler, think I can't.
Think I
get the gas, sell the White House black paint.
Black
word candy, S-L-A-N-G. Thinking about taking $1 million insurance policy out of my mouth.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed turn square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. We out here trying to function. We out here trying to function. We out here trying to function.
Yeah.
We out here trying to function. We out here trying to function.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man.
Hey, bitch, okay, bitch. It's Uncle Earl and the HBK, bitch. Mission the gang, they already know that we ballin'. I'm coming straight out the rich. I got family down in New Orleans. Where you from? You say you lying out here. We say that you jawsin'. You probably thought this never would happen. My niggas been called an alcoholic when sippin' that liquor. Oh, I'm drunk as hell. Fuckin' with a little bitch over in Vallejo. Got a whole pack of pre-roll young L's. And I'm never down to Uno. Pockets on sumo. Haters respect the pedigree. Ballin' heavily. A phony homie, I never be for methamphetamine. That means it's crack, ho, young G. Hotter than Tabasco. I smash hoes, collect 200 and pass go. My flow, so Lamborghini, oh shit's a raffo. Now you understand why everything I do, I gas ho, Susie.
Hey,
nigga.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed turn square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing,
out here trying to function. Don't talk to me, bitch, if we ain't fucking. Yeah, I'm an asshole, I don't give a fuck though. Skip the bullshit, like what's up with some suck though. Psycho too much, make your bitch shoes up. Niggas getting mad, nigga, what you gon' do? Everything he too tough, you know I keep too tough. If I don't fight, that mean I'm coming back to shoot. Riding in the car, looking for a bad bitch with some assets. Yeah, she gotta be dumb cute. Got a number, text her phone like, baby, what you doing? She was like, not much, you should come through. I got dick for days, I got dick for days. Made her take off of work and gave her dick for days. Puts it to my brain, to my temple, bitch. And I don't like these hoes, I give them dick and dip. Whoa.
Hey, hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed, turn square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, I'm a bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. We out here trying to function, we out here trying to function. Function, I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function.
And bruises, bump losers, and what y'all losers news is. But I got a different forecast, you bastard. I'm well trained in keeping it blasting. Got knowledge from Muhammad, Noah, pure for sure. And shorty dog pumping shells through your door. Hands up like the party is rocking. We in your pocket, cause it all is free shit. It's time to stop it. I used to beat a bootlegger to death. Now I gotta send a legal letter. I think the fans ought to treat me better. These rap niggas say bump ain't a top five. Well, fuck you, your top five, and they slut wives. Through browsers, these IP killers, I wanna crack their schnauzers. Log on, now everybody wanna be philosophic. Well, let me fill you with a real topic. Everybody love hip hop, or saying they do. So I make it with Primo and play it for you. And while you sitting there, eyes closed, loving the feeling, your man's on the laptop stealing. That's like a kick in the groin piece. The fan thief, the sound bite. Something just don't sound right. So now you're making excuses like I'm a fan and I deserve to pick fruit from the tree. Yeah, well, y'all keep picking. I'll keep fighting. You keep stealing. I'll keep writing. And real niggas do real shit in hip hop, like saying what the fuck it really is and not biting. Yeah.
We are at war.
Rock on.
We are at war.
Y'all know what it is.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So, Blaze, about a week and a half ago, I was the family and I were out and about, and my son says something. Somehow we got on the subject of history or whatever it was, and my oldest son, who's 10, said, "I don't really like history." And I said, "Why is that, son?" He said, "Well, because I'm focused on what's going on now and in the future, as opposed to what happened in the past." So, matter of fact, it was this past Monday on Martin Luther King Day. And I stopped and I said, "Okay, son, well, let me tell you why history is important." I said, "Now," and I started going over some things that you know that can make the person the traffic light, the black man. I said, "No." And I said, and I started going over some of the things, and he wasn't aware of that. And I said, "I'm not saying that everything in history is lovely, because a lot of it is very disturbing. But if you don't understand what you've been through or the things that have happened in the past, how can you appreciate where you are now or try to do things going forward?" So So I took him to see the movie Red Tails this past Friday. A little bit of like Black History type thing. And one of the things, reasons I wanted to see that movie was because, one, it was an opportunity to kind of bond with my older son. But it was interesting, the story, there was a story leading up to Red Tails release at the box office that said that George Lucas, who everybody should know George Lucas from Star Wars, this was like a pet project of his that he wanted to do for a lot of years. So he personally financed this movie, and he tried to take it to different studios, and they refused. They balked at it because it was an all-black cast, and because they just didn't think that black people would support their own in terms of a movie that might even be of interest to them if they would spend their dollars. And I think some of the early numbers are in, the movie is going to debut number two, so it's a surprise to everybody that it was supported that way. When I was in the movie, there were blacks, there were whites, there was a good mix of people there. And it was a decent movie. It could have gone a little better, but it was a decent movie. But I just wanted to get your take on where you think we're at. Will this be kind of that watershed moment that makes people say, oh, black, we can put these movies and put more dollars behind them, and it doesn't have to be just a Tyler Perry created movie with Madea or something like that, or some movie that, okay, we'll let you make it for $5 million and see if you can make your money back, but to be able to get more mainstream acceptance when it comes to movies like this now.
You know what, there's two things I gotta address though. I gotta say, there's a part of me that agrees with Kendrick about history.
Okay.
And this coming from somebody who has been educated on a lot of, especially black history, and, you know, some of the things that we've achieved over the course of years and the things that we've been through in order to get to the position we are. However, when I think about it though, none of it does me any good now. And what I mean by that is, yeah, I know these things, but does that help me get a new job? Does that help me get in school? Does that help me, you know, take care of my family? Does it help me pay for the MRI that I can't afford? Or, you know,
right.
It doesn't do me any good. It does me no bad. Knowledge is power, so it's important to have that knowledge. But is it paramount to my future or present success? I don't think so. In fact, I don't think it has any bearing whatsoever, other than the understanding of what others may have went through before me to maybe spur me to think that maybe what I'm going through isn't that bad. But you know, like I know, you know, problems are about perspective. And while a problem for me may be minor, that same problem for you may be major. And so I think, you know, sometimes we put a lot of emphasis in knowing the history, but we're not putting a lot of emphasis on what knowing the history actually benefits us, you know, and the kids and the younger folks and et cetera, who don't exactly live in the same concept that we once did, or that, you know, that people used to have to. As far as the movie thing, it's hard for me because I don't really support Tyler Perry movies. And in fact, you know, I have this running joke in my house with my kids and my wife who do watch those movies. I tell them I won't put that on my computer. I won't put it on my TV. They could watch it in the other room or something else, but I just don't get down with it. And it isn't that I don't want to support a black person.
Right.
I guess my problem is, why would I support a whack movie?
Right.
Black, white, or otherwise. I don't want to support a whack movie. I don't want to support something that I think is retarded. So him being black and the cast being primarily black don't mean jack to me, because what they're doing, the projects they're in, the movies they're doing, don't appeal to me.
Right.
So I think a lot of time we as black people, we do get caught up in the fact that black is black and we have to support blacks. But we as black people often only do things that are stereotypical in nature, because of course that's what our people love to support. When it's something that's a little more heady, something a little more educated, something a little more mental, then that's where we start getting into our own self-hate, where we start saying, oh, they trying to be white, or oh, they, you know, oh, they think they too good, etc. So it comes back to, what good is the history if the whole point of the struggles that they went through back then was to provide a better lifestyle, was to achieve higher and go higher and be greater. But when our typical concept in the black community is, when you start going higher and getting better and getting bigger, you a sellout. You ain't really black no more. You think you're too good, etc. So I think there's a lot of things underneath that go far beyond simply the movie here having an all black cast. And I think, you know, for once, and I don't do this often, but if I were presented with the opportunity to put that movie out, I'm probably gonna second guess it. Unless I felt that strongly about the movie itself. You know what I'm saying? Because when you look at most black movies, though, you know, other than Tyler Perry, like you said, most of those movies really don't do well in the box office, partly because they are so black that the white folks can't relate. And then they're so not black that the black folks can't really relate either. And so they're kind of left in the middle of this, you know, this unspoken racial uncertainty and tension. And so nobody benefits, you know? Mm-hmm. So every black movie that you start seeing coming out lately, you think back the last 5 years, all of them have been comedies. All of them have been like stereotypical the way black people are type movies. You know, some of them have been all right. You know, like I watched Jumping Over the Broom, right? I thought it was a cool movie. It was interesting or whatever. Yeah. I also realized that I could relate to it because I'm black. I could relate to it because I understand some of our inequalities about dark skin and light skin and rich and poor. And I think sometimes those are disconnects that white people or the mainstream media can't always connect to. But man, I'm gonna keep it real with you. Of all the things that we got as a community to be worrying about, a movie is the last thing.
This is true. This is true. You bring up some valid points. So yeah, so I definitely wanted to bring it up and get your opinion and your views on that. I think you bring up some good points. So we're going to a couple of tracks and we're going to get into, I know you're going to break this down for us, the whole SOPA thing that's going on. Oh, so yeah. We're going to get into a track by Blaze Rock. It's called His Easy Struggle. And then another one, we're going to bring back a song by Pusha T called Alone in Vegas. So Blaze Rock, His Easy Struggle, and Pusha T, Alone in Vegas. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DevCNN.com.
You gotta think sometimes about the way things affect you and the way things might be underneath the surface.
Yeah.
It's like a struggle, but it's easy. It's his easy struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of an oxymoron, but you know, that's pretty much how the way life is and its feelings.
In the midst of it all, I could look against the wall, understand the movement, understand the lack of a call. I could overlook the mishaps and undertake the mistakes, but it's like the most bittersweet taste to see that face. And I'm trying to feign stoicism, trying to abstain from holding them, but hold up. The sweetest destruction that tore up my soul as I watched my thoughts circle out of my control. For a minute my hands were tied all in and I cannot fold, and I had nowhere to run except inside of my head. Even there I felt like I didn't know what I was running from. There's no handle to put in place to describe the moments, as if in slow motion circling my efforts left me wide open. I'm reserved to be lost in a look. I'm hardly I'm hooked, stuck in a phase of confusion and gobbledygook. At the time that it took, got it to where our hands are shook.
You know, sometimes they say that the hardest struggles of your life make up the things that make you right, but I kind of think it's the opposite, because the easier struggles are what test your faith and test your strength and test your feelings. I've been there, I've been in that position, I've been in that situation, and I came out triumphant.
But I don't want to make it seem like I'm not holding my part. I'm watching the scene and try to go in with smart. I have to chuckle at the thought with the pounding of my heart. Sensible wishes to listen to the fishes and hold the card and get over this silly business and make a new start. No sense in worrying unfinished sentences, appropriate cost. I'm just trying to find a bright spot in the misery, and maybe you'll listen to me. The subtleties, movements, and confusions that may have been mentioned to me. It's like shining light through broken glass, glimmering sheen, and adding the most beautiful gleam to the expansion of darkness, a beacon of light. I guess that's what it's really like to start a brand new life and love it with the utmost of certainty. Makes all the problems and speed bumps were worth it to see. A smile with a face, the hands of the feet, it's like a new lease. Or seeing the small things is something monumental upon your mental. That's why I'm just scribbling with my pencil, some way to defend you. Maybe you don't see it the way I do, through the clouds and dust. It's an absolute pleasure that you must behold to enjoy, from the hands of the Lord to the little baby boy.
Like
it's
easy as struggle.
Yes, sir.
From nothing to something.
Yeah.
Getting to this point, through all the turmoil and nonsense.
Yeah.
It can be so much easier and so much harder. But it is what it is, because it's supposed to be that. It's
supposed to be that.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
Always on time, never behind. Yes, sir.
To admire The makeup of this man, I let you see the higher me. The self-righteous drug dealer dichotomy. I'm drawn from both sides, I am Siamese. The tug of war opens the door, entrada. Rip me apart and see what's inside of this pinata. Enrolling Olejos in Jim Strata, that's one saga. One chapter of black magic, I'm Harry Potter. Feels like I'm doomed to dealing with women who relationships with their fathers won't allow us to bloom and blossom. I swear them Vegas nights was funny, awesome, but adios, I blow my own dice before I toss them. Lost some again, some others again, double crossed them. Trying to snatch my skins back, I blew a small fortune. Wrestle with the work, we was like the four horsemen. Ric Flair with the flame, I'm gorgeous. As the gold wing doors lift, Karate Kid crane kick, no Jaden Smith. Whiter than that brush that they paint me with. Sunk leather seats, softer than an angel's kiss. But they devil red, tires double tread. I post and parks up, that gets me double head. Tight rope walking, trying to keep a level head. But bright lights blind, look at what the devil did. She left the door open, gave a fuck if I'm famous. I write this alone in Vegas. Camouflage, street money, party nights with the A-list. I write this alone in Vegas. Remember nights when my team blew it all on the tables. I write this alone in Vegas. I'm the only one left and the memory's fading. So I write this alone in Vegas. They'll do everything in their power. Stomp near the stove when you're rising like flour. Make your cake fall when you're threatening the tower. It's 911, you're on your 25th hour. Hasta la vista, I'm stepping out the bleachers. How the tide turns when the pupil's now the teacher. The game can't grow by just following the leaders. You gotta be better than the ones who precede you. Yeah. Upgrade them, upstage them, change the whole body shape and just update them. Pagans, Reagan era, Iran contraband. Money caused turf wars through the promised land. First time being rich could be a common man. The guy Fishers had the blueprints and diagrams. We just took what we needed and we built on it. Lord forgive me for the blood that I spilt on it. She left the door open, gave a fuck if I'm famous. I write this alone in Vegas. Camouflage, street money, party nights with the A-list. I write this alone in Vegas. Remember nights when my team blew it all on the tables. I write this alone in Vegas. I'm the only one left and the memory's fading. So I write this alone in Vegas. Yeah, fear of God, Zuggin. Got me feeling like Pop. This the realest shit I ever wrote. Who you know? Sit in New York for 2 days around Grammy winners. Come back home straight to the money getters. About $14,000 worth of 20s. Brown paper bag money. Yeah, I call that a good weekend. Re-up gang forever. Long live the cane coming soon. Malice, my brother, I love you. Lava Don. To the end, looking. Yes. Emmanuel, hope I ain't get you in no trouble with that shit, man. That was a long time ago, you know? You know how we do. My nigga Knots, he's blacking out on this beat, my nigga. Yeah, come on. My nigga Watts, what up? Young Young, what up, my nigga?
You are listening to Microphone Magic Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I'm sure a lot of you this past week had Twitter. I mean, there were Twitter was blowing up and the social media sites talking about SOPA, which is the Stop Online Piracy Act that was going on. And then there's another kind of a sister bill that's going on, and I think it's
in the Senate. Piper.
It's called Piper. So Protect IP Act. And so it comes down to a lot of copyright infringement, at least is what it seems on the outside. I know you have a lot more knowledge of the inner workings of that stuff. And it seems like it's, from my research on it, the bill as it's written is really vague, which leaves a lot of wiggle room for companies to really just shut down websites for maybe streaming a trailer of a movie, or maybe playing some song that might belong to UMG or something like that, instead of requesting that the song or the trailer or whatever that might be, that infringed material be taken down, the whole site can be essentially just blacked out and just like nuked
for the online.
So tell us a little bit more information about that, Mr.
Well, you know, and the other thing I think where you have some people who are a little short-sighted. They're like, yeah, you pirates just want to have whatever. Hey, yeah, there's a piracy aspect to it, but I think again it's another case of the United States government taking a broad sword to something that requires a scalpel. The piracy is a problem. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and pretend as it isn't. Even though we all benefit from piracy from time to time, we've all done it, we all get something out of it, the fact of the matter is it's a problem. While I understand that the artists and companies that invest this amount of money and time into projects deserve their money, the problem is, though, there are better ways to combat piracy than to just wipe out an entire issue. So think of it this way. If I cut my arm on a piece of glass or something, right? In order to fix my arm, or in order to fix the gash that's in my arm, I'm not going to just lop off my whole arm. You know what I'm saying? I'll go to the doctor. That doctor's not going to just, pull out a knife and slice my arm off. They're going to get the tools out. They're going to repair it, stitch it back together, remove whatever is causing a problem, clean up the area, etc. To me, that's the best metaphor for the issue with piracy is, yes, you do have to kind of chop off the little pieces that are causing problems and clean it up and make it work better, make it look better, make it do the things it needs to do. But lopping off the arm isn't going to get the job done. The other problem is, like you said, the ambiguity that's written into these bills really would allow for a lot of leeway for only a small amount of people. You got these companies, corporations, etc., with a ton of money that are only interested in their money, and they would be the people who would make the decisions as to whether or not something is infringing or not. So I brought up an instance on a discussion on Facebook in which I had linked on my Facebook page to a 50 Tyson song on YouTube. So if the provisions of SOPA had passed in the manner that it was written, by me doing that, if 50 Tyson, or let's just pretend that he's signed to UMG, UMG sees that I just linked that on Facebook, UMG could then shut down Facebook, YouTube, as well as my page on Facebook in order to achieve the process of removing that copyright, quote unquote, infringed item.
Right.
Now, in theory, there is also no provision whatsoever in the act that describes whether or not something could be considered discussion, whether it could be considered journalism, whether it could be considered a sample. There's no real differentiation or delineation between what is considered infringement and what isn't. And having that much room for interpretation just would completely lead to nothing but problems. And you'd have, like you said, a whole bunch of sites that were just completely blacked out because of one song or one video or one piece of a video or one, one photo. Because the other thing a lot of people keep focusing on, the interactive media like music and movies, but this extends to pictures and, even just basic writing when you really get down to it, quoting an author, in a discussion or something could result in the same problem if you have someone who has the wrong viewpoint. So, it's good to see that the internet rose up and started to fight against that ignorance, because no matter what, these people, the politicians themselves, are driven by the fact that they need votes to get their paycheck. And I think it's important that, we start to pay for some of the stuff that we want or whatever, but at the same time, we have to stay vigilant and making sure we're aware of what our government does, because again, our government is supposed to represent us, not to police us.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when you have when money talks and because I know it was stalled. It was stalled this week, but it'll be coming back in another form. One person referred to it as zombie legislation, because this bill will not die.
It's kind of been back and forth. There's been some talk about PIPA being completely dead. Then there's been some talk about SOPA is going in that direction because the support of it is starting to wane. And I think another thing people have to remember is not everybody in the legislature is
is tech savvy.
Right.
Not everybody in the legislature understands the workings and inner workings of the computer or the internet in general. So in some cases, you have people who, in theory, felt like this, you know, this this legislation could have made a difference, or on the, you know, on the very surface scale would have made a difference. But once they're exposed, you know, to how it has an impact or what impact it may have or how people perceive it, then they're able to make a little more, you know, a more educated judgment or a better decision as a result. You know, something else we got to remember too with that legislation is, at any time, yeah, somebody could bring it back up and it could be represented, but at the same time, they still have to find support. And without that support, it, you know, it won't go anywhere.
Right. So we're going to keep our eyes on this, because especially for what we do and just being...
Absolutely.
Being able to get information on it is something that is definitely important to us. So we're going to get into a couple tracks. We got a new one by Eric Sermon featuring Swiss Beats and Fred the Godson called Set It Off. To me, Eric Sermon just sounds best when he's rocking with Red Band.
So, pretty much. Otherwise, he's stop.
Then we going into J Love, which is me, called Dirty Drums, and then bringing back a track. I love this track. It's Evidence off of the one where he sampled off of the project with the Beatles samples called Frame of Mind. So Eric Sermon, and plus Swiss Beats on a track, he just doesn't.
Swiss Beats is annoying, bro.
Yeah, he just doesn't.
I'm sorry. Almost anything he's on, takes it down like a whole letter grade, you know?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you get the beat's rocking, the first MC's killing it, you're like, yeah, this is dope. You know, the hook comes on, you're like, yeah, this is dope. You sitting there like, this is an A quality project. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, then you hear Swiss Beats. Game time? You're like, oh. You're like, oh, come on, cut it. Nah.
And the first thing that some folks might say is, well, if you feel that way, then why would you play it? For one, the track isn't weak. The track is good enough to be on the show, to let y'all listen to it and make your own opinion. So Eric Sermon is called Set It Off, J Love, Dirty Drums, Evidence, Frame of Mind. Game time! You're listening to my Home Masters radio show on DubCNN.com.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Right. Once again.
Hey, yo, E. Huh? It's Fireball. Swizzy.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Mo. Hands to the ceiling, yeah, we come to do work. Don't nobody move and nobody get murked. Wrist covered in jewels, time piece of small work. Diamond screaming hallelujah, watch close a small church. Get it how we live it, spin it like we print it. Everything be tinted, we buy it, you niggas rent it. No, don't be offended, I get you niggas the business. Stay in your bitches' dentures, you would think I was a dentist. They label me a menace. A-Wax, homie, you need that white? Ajax, we move them by the squares. A-Tracks, swag on a mill name, even to the max, yeah. Racks on top of racks, yeah, we all about that action. Bunch of bald, yellow bone bitches, Tony Braxton. Take a hard hit to the face, Mika Claxton. Yo, bitch, I'm on my stick, when I hit, I'm Reggie Jackson.
We gon' get it poppin' in this motherfucker. We gon' set it off in this motherfucker.
My state, it's the apple, this balloon won't deflate, nah, not why I'm present. When you hear the evil guard, son, think it come out fly, whoever says it, and that's why I stay so polo down, yes, my dumps be the newest, my jeans be the bluest, got bread like I'm Jewish, address me as mister, chicks gather around like it's a bar mitzvah, calling me daddy, but I ain't Twister, calling me papa, but I ain't Christopher, You checking out one of God's bestest, something closer to justice. I'm bigger than precious.
Yeah.
History, boy, if in the making, if there's something left in the rap game, homie, we take
it. We gon'
get
it poppin' in this motherfucker. Yeah. We gon' set it off in this motherfucker. Set it off. Hands in the air in this motherfucker.
Hands up.
We don't really care in this motherfucker.
Don't care.
Get your drinks up in this motherfucker.
Drinks up.
Smoke that good shit in this motherfucker.
Smoke
up. Get all that cake in this motherfucker.
Get money.
Ain't nobody hating in this motherfucker.
Show love.
I put the work out, Chavo. Hop out the Tahoe. They lost boys, still high, free top flow. Yeah, I know, you getting money, you happy.
nigga. When you triple your worth, then you get at me. They slipping on they pimpin'. I got the shotty, I'm lippin'. Hit DT, no lippin'. You'll get it if you just listen. Like they goin' pay 10. I'm Sean Kippin' when I'm whippin'. Gary paid 10. Get it, sorry, Eric, I just keep spittin'. I'm the best by far. They gotta keep their flow tighter. I hit the club by the bar, no ghostwriter. Get up with my dance floor, hold a close tighter. And by the mall, wake up with no clothes by ya. I'm so fat boy fresh. With that rap boy, they know that boy best. Swizzy on the beat, Eric Sermon a legend. Fred at Ego the future, what a wet.
We gon' get it poppin' in this motherfucker. Get it pop. We gon' set it off.
You niggas call. Plus I'm riding clean, bitch, I got them white walls. I'm chilling on a yacht with them $1 billion talk. That $1 billion walk, I got that $1 billion spark. I come from that gritty city of the New York. You niggas talking crazy, bet you niggas won't talk. Put your money where your mouth will, put the house and put your kids. I'm in this fucking game, man, to do this shit for real. 250 million sold track record. You niggas talking crazy, you ain't gotta hide a record. Oh.
Break your neck on this one. See, they call me J-Love. And see, when God made me, he said
quantum of quality,
quick-witted, not verbose,
yeah.
That catcher in
the rock
that won't let them get close.
That's right.
Quizzical looks, head nod, neck catchy hooks. Pardon my interruption, check your pulse. You look shook to the core. Foundation, atomic, bass structure, and voice of dirty drums. Baking soda eruption, hypothesized. Best guess, homie, have at it. Notorious for popping peas, but abhor echo or static. Got a one-track gadget, you call it obligata. Can't hold a secret to save my life, man. Jay Lovely shot ya, anti-Jimmy Hoffa. But mystery still surrounds me, or I suck at promotions, homie. Ask about me. Eyes look cloudy and lips stay chapped. Recite rhymes in my phone just to keep me on track. How I like that, dog? I hope that was rhetorical. Channel my inner broccoli, cause that ish sound horrible.
Give the same motherfucker that took the knuckles to your eye. Give the same motherfucker that took the knuckles to your eye. Give the same motherfucker that took the knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen.
Kill the suspense. You flat as bread that's unleavened. Throw in some matzo balls. Get that imposter, y'all. Cause I'm the one who gnaws at my ankle when I'm all chained up. For a chance to kill MCs, go for broke, but never bankrupt. I tell you what, a lesson on supply and demand. We both record an album and unleash it on the land. iTunes, brick and mortar, as long as the sound stands. And you step from behind the curtain and admit your little scam. Use a coattail rider. Use an out and out liar. The kind of dude that goes to crowded venues and yells fire. But this ain't Ohio player, and you're not even okay though. I'm the keeper of the flames and show exactly how the game go. Feathers get ruffled, egos get bruised, labels get worried. You still enthused? Drums is so dirty, nasty, grimy, and gritty. I'm off the rock a show and I'm asking who's coming with me.
Give that same motherfucker that took the knuckles to your eye. Give that same motherfucker that took the knuckles to your eye. Give that same motherfucker that took the knuckles to your eye.
Underground people, my underground fans. Last moment till it's evil. The others understand that the beat'll guide me. For my peeps and they need a lobby. I blow tree and I see the lobby. Everywhere I go, probably reek like the season of ducks. Switch to skunk and I'm trophy in the bodies. I make a strong first impression. Fire don't start without a spark in my sessions. I learn lessons, ain't preaching though. Posted up local at the regionals.
Mic the fuck out. What the fuck is happening? Listen to that. The fuck, yo?
I make a strong first impression, ain't preaching though. Posted up local at the regionals. It's half luck and stroke of the kitty cat. Get approached, no joke, like what's really rap? Some phased in and phased out accordingly. Others made it, then making out orderly. I support those supporting others morally. With Sapporos, the freedom in majority, what? The weather, weather, rain, and shine. I take a picture and I put it in my frame of mind. No matter the weather, weather, rain, and shine. I take a picture and I put it in my latest rhyme. I keep it moving for my big brothers
and the newcomers that do not change every two summers. For rappers who got on only cause they knew others, and crews that split when they don't do numbers. Lace for the street like my feet in new runners. Placement on the beat is cleats and new gutters. Grabbing what's out of my reach, but who wasn't? The price for my freedom ain't cheap like Sleep's cousin. Everything in life is lease, at least custom. At peace when I speak, the peaks repeat nothing. No beach chair, I live at the beach. I keep fronting like I make time, but offers never cease to keep coming. Keep punching, making heat and keep drumming. Off trees overseas, you see that we dumbing. I never wanted something if there wasn't a fee. The only thing I can tell you is you gotta believe. The weather, weather, rain or shine, I take a picture and I put it in my frame of mind. No matter the weather, weather, rain or shine, I take a picture and I put it in my latest rhyme.
We had a crazy party, I went around, I thought I got the meaning to life.
Well, I think, you know, this was beginning to get into that period when people were sort of giving up the drink, which had been the sort of stimulant of the times, and we're getting into the herbal jazz cigarette. And it was changing things a bit, you know, things were becoming a bit more imaginative, a little more crazy.
That was the first time for me that I'd really smoked marijuana. And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. It was fabulous.
By then, we were smoking marijuana for breakfast at that period, and we were well into marijuana, and nobody could communicate with us because it was just four glazed eyes giggling all the time, you know, in their own world.
I'm sure John, thinking back and remembering, oh, yes, we went in the toilet and smoked, and it turned into a reefer, because, you know, what could be the worst thing you could do before you meet the Queen is smoke a reefer.
I was too stoned to remember.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So, just about a week or so ago, and this happened during, I think, last week or something like that. Very recently, and I wanted to bring it up to real quick shot on it. And real quick, before we go on, make sure you hit us up, you know, Microphone Masters Radio Show. Make sure you support the DubCNN Radio Network so you can follow, you can join our, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Microphone Masters Radio. And, you know, hit us up on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio, MIC Masters Radio. You know, I said MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. But, you know, Kim Osorio, she was the editor for Source a few years back, and we went through some things with the former owners. So she was ousted and all kinds of controversial things. She's been doing some other things in the past few years. And she just recently she's been reinstalled at the Source. In a former capacity, and then also kind of has a little bit more wide-reaching power as well. And I was curious because the biggest thing that what they're always talking about is getting Source back to where it was. They're trying to take advantage of some of those other platforms, and we have the digital platforms, and we have some of the other things that have become more prevalent in the years since she left. And I was curious, is it too late for the Source, or is it too late, like, for print in general when you think of...
It's too late for the Source.
Okay.
It's too late for the Source, and I mean, come on. The Source has been completely without credibility for how long?
Right.
And during that whole entire period of time, of course, print articles, print magazines, print publications have been dipping out, and almost everything that you used to look forward to in the Source every month is available to you every day,
yeah,
every hour, every week on whatever hiphopsite.com. You know what I mean? There's literally thousands upon thousands of blogs and sites and streams and RSS feeds that will give you basically the same thing that the Source did, and in many, many cases, much better and much more. So I'm sitting there, I mean, even now it's like, when we were looking at the sheet of what we're gonna go over today in the show, I kept thinking to myself, so? You know, with her going back to the Source, I'm like, and?
Right.
Who even reads the Source at this point? I mean, who has a subscription to the Source?
Right.
Right. And more importantly, are you using the source as the quote-unquote source, pun intended, of your hip-hop interaction? Man, don't nobody care about the source. But the same thing exists for print magazines and other fields. Video game magazines are going that way too. You know, in a lot of cases, the only ones that are hanging on, the ones that are, you know, geared and tied towards bigger corporations like GameStop with Game Informer, or, you know, Best Buy with their At Gamer magazine. Because, again, everything is available to you on the internet instantly. You know, and in a lot of cases now, most of us have smartphones or, you know, internet-enabled phones for that matter. So we can go and get our stuff on the road, on the way, on the move, anywhere. So I wonder at some point, you know, do I really want to pay $7-$8 for a piece of paper that's outdated anyway the moment I get it? You know, I mean, because like a lot of stuff the source is talking about, you know, it's projects and stuff that have came out and been, you know, pushed off the side of the road 2 months ago, you know. Or I mean, how is the source going to keep up with mixtapes? Or how is the source going to keep up with all these, you know, internet free downloads that these artists are doing? So by the time the source makes a comment about something, nobody even cares anymore. And you just basically wasted $7.95 or whatever, how much it is now. I mean, it's probably like $10 now at this point. But, you know, you wasted your money. They wasted their paper. I say, hey, bye-bye, source. I could care less. You're worthless at this point. Yes, Ray Benzino pretty much had a large part to do with you having a foot in the grave. But bye-bye. I hope you go on into the grave.
Yeah, I remember there were, like, a magazine like this. You know, so Blaze. I mean, Blaze, you know,
oh yeah,
enjoy reading Blaze, and the name escapes me now, but there was more of a kind of
scratch.
West Coast focused one. I'll think of it and I'll end up posting on Twitter or something like that. But yeah, I agree with you, because the model is changing. It's a paradigm shift that's going on, and so a lot of people.
I would love to see them put more effort into their internet side of things. I would love to see them take what the source was and develop that into a more new media web 2.0 type of experience, as opposed to, because I think now the source is no longer the authority. And so in doing so, you have to change your perspective. You have to change how you're going at the people. And I would love to see the source take a different stance and go about it a different way. That's the reason why Rolling Stone continues to be a viable magazine, a viable source of information, because they've been able to evolve and move with the business of music, as well as the business of publication and the business of journalism. The source hasn't been able to do that for I don't know how long. And the way they're going right now, that isn't going to change. I think they have to embrace the changes that are going on around them and try to innovate with the next space.
I think when you mentioned Rolling Stone, that's a great benchmark. That would be study for them to look at, to be able to try to emulate that and try to see if they can have some similar success. So we're going to go into a quick song, and then we're going to come back, and before we head out, we gotta put a song on blast. So we're going to go to Schoolboy Q featuring ASAP Rocky. It's called Hands on the Wheel, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Microphone Master Radio Show on WCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Take it here, crush a bit, little bit, roll it up, take it here, feeling it, feeling like 2 a.m. summer night.
Life for me is just weed and brew. See the whole block tell you when your name is Q. Am I overfaded? Hell yeah, it's true. Turn a beat on any limit on what I can do. See the top dog and heat, but I'ma fuck the world. I'ma be on tilt until God referrals. You sat me down, I'm still trying to get higher. You looked at me stupid when I took up the fire. Meanwhile, my nigga drunk as fuck. A nigga fucked up, we all fucked up. Y'all done fucked up, I brought more blunts. Go back to up, you niggas know what's up. Too damn high, can't stand myself. I love drunk driving, man, I'm something else. Heat on my side, you more than welcome to milk. About to finish the pound, you more than welcome to help.
We the brew, life for me is just we the brew. We the brew, life for me is just we the brew. I fuck her once and I can fuck her twice. Then you heard me right, I might fuck tonight. I fuck her once and I can fuck her twice. Then you heard me right, I might fuck tonight.
Motherfucking bitch.
bitch once again. It's a pretty motherfucker with a 40 ounce of brew. My nigga Q when we drunker than a bitch. We getting millies, motherfucker, yeah, nigga, weed and brew. It's unbelievable. Got a freak or two in my vehicle. Got the purple drink, got the yellow drink. Yeah, we mix it up, call it Pikachu.
With a little bit of crack, little bit of dope, little bit of smoke, little coke, little weed when they on them. Little bit of E, little bit of shrooms, little bit of dudes with the dude hands on the wheel. And I keep the illest, trillest bitches while I'm swagging it.
Crush a bit, little bit.
That's my pursuit of happiness.
We the bros, we the bros. Life for me is just we the bros. We the bros, we the bros. Life for me is just we the bros. If I fuck her once and I can fuck her twice, then you heard me right, I might fuck tonight. If I fuck her once and I can fuck her twice, then you heard me right, I might fuck tonight.
If I fuck her once, then I can fuck her twice. If I fuck her twice, I might change her life. If I change her life, she might hit for weed. We can have a summer, run it off at three. Her marrying me, I keep it strictly G. My philosophy upon living right. Nigga, weed and bruising head every night. Hope the pussy nice, cause I'ma fight the bitch. Beat it down and shit, I be clowning with. Black hippie crew, how swag am I? Be the reason why she wanna drown my dick. But I super lie, shit was super dry. No paper planes, the Vegas will fly. Don't act surprised, so much low inside. Let's get stupid high to where I can't reply. Love smoking dope, I won't compromise.
Yeah. We the bros, we the bros. Life for me is just we the bros. We the bros, we the bros. Life for me is just we the bros. If I fuck her once, then I can fuck her twice. Then you heard me right, I might fuck tonight.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Some of the good ones, Mr. Blazerock, he had one by the name of Ray Lewis. Kanye West with Lil Wayne had Barry Bonds. There's been some that even from some that I would say are so-so, like the one from your the trap superstar himself, the Kobe LeBron.
Yeah, the, that was cool. LeBron.
We played one about maybe 8 episodes back.
That Tim Duncan. Oh, that was terrible. They just be throwing rapper, just throwing athlete names on songs like, yeah. You know what? I'm gonna name this Adam Vinatieri, son. I mean, they going and they finding random players on the bench and naming songs after them. You know what I'm saying?
Like Gronkowski, fool.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you know, I can see somebody, you know, I can't. So I'm saying it's like, you got all these dudes and they sitting there making songs and you can't think of a better name than some athlete's name. And I mean, like I said, they starting to go to like the most obscure athletes, not even just superstars and stuff like that, but just random dudes that play like the third string point guard on the Minnesota Timberwolves or something. And you like, who? You know, man, I can't get with it. But then on top of that, we had to take it up a notch. You know,
you knew it was coming.
Your boy, and in this case, your boy, not even the colloquial usage of your boy, but
and real quick,
your boy.
Just stop you for a second, because we played a track with your boy on it.
Yeah.
It was a Droopy Joel.
Yes.
But your boy was on it, and he it was cool. He didn't. Yeah. We played on the show. It wasn't as if he messed up the song. It was cool. And then you hear this one. Continue.
And you like, why even do that? And then. Then what's corny is like, yeah, okay, I get you, bro. You going, you rocking with it. Oh, you mean like that? At first, my first thought when I saw the name of the song, I was thinking, you know, it's going to be about winning. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, it's going to be referencing Skip, you know, Skip from ESPN, Skip Bayless from ESPN. He's going to be talking about winning. You know, he's just a winner. He just wins or something like that. Yeah. I was thinking it was going to be something like that. You know, something enjoyable, something jovial, right. a little something to make you laugh or something. In this case, I laugh because it's terrible, bruh. Yeah. Then he says, you know, he's like, maybe I'm going to use a pun and maybe people will get it, but I'm going to talk about how I do what I do. And I'm trying not to say exactly what it is because I want people to get the full impact of how we got to do better.
Yeah, and so this is what we wanted to leave on a high note because we talked about some real serious issues during the episode today. So, you know, on behalf of Blaze Rock, you know, I'm Jay Love. This track, we're just gonna leave.
That we ain't even gonna say nothing else. This is still Microphone Masters. I'm still Blaze Rock. That's J Love. We still on Dub CNN. But on that note, this track, we out. Holla.
And the track you hear after this is Blaze Rock called I Came To, because we had to put you in a good mood after this Your Boy song. You'll know what the title is when you listen to it. We'll see y'all next episode. Peace.
I'm trying to make $1 million straight from my Ebo. I'm a trapper, so I'm trapping till they callin' people. All you see is green, but we are not the egos. Place your order, bruh, them quarters going for the Tebow. Tebow, Tebow. Place your order, bruh, them quarters going for the Tebow. Tebow, Tebow. I think they ordered that. They need a quarterback. Yeah, about these quarterbacks, we sure to stack. You on 2 for 2? What? Nigga, you sure to stack. Don't smoke it, it's flying out, they ordered that. They milking the trap dry, we gon' need more of that. Touchdown, untouched, fuck the secondary. Phone ringing off the hook, I need a secretary. I need them wholesale, meet me at the hotel. Stuff them in them waterproof gym bags, no smell. Them quarters going for the Tebow. We on the Evo, trapping like it's legal. Flicking ashes on my true denims. Nothing move but the money, I'm a true dealer. I'm trying to make $1 million straight from my Evo. I'm a trapper, so I'm trapping till they calling people. All you see is green, but we are not the egos. Place your order, bruh, them quarters going for the Tebow. Tebow, Tebow, place your order, bruh, them quarters going for the Tebow. Tebow, 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 I think they ordered that. They need a quarterback. Had to switch it up, I used to move crack, yo. Still got the fucking team on my back, yo. Yeah, I throw it deep, that money running back. You know I got that work out, jumping jack. Drop dead if you not a pothead. What the fuck you talking about? This about bread. Either you love me or you just don't understand me. Selling weed to all my bitches, close friends and family. All this slanging got my money boomeranging. Got my product floating around them spots that you be hanging. That kush smell kicking like a Bronco. They said they need that Tebow, I sent it pronto. I'm trying to make $1 million straight from my Evo. I'm a trapper, so I'm trapping till they calling people. All you see is green, but we are not the egos. Place your order, bruh, them quarters going for the Tebow. Tebow, Tebow, place your order, bruh, them quarters going for the Tebow. Tebow, 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 I think they ordered that. They need a quarterback.
I come to stomp my feet. feet. I say I come to stomp my feet. My feet. I say I come to stomp my feet. My feet. I say I come to stomp my feet. My feet. I say I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you come to do. You and you and you and you. I come to lift him up. Him up. I say I come to lift him up. Him up. I say I come to lift him up. Him up. I say I come to lift him up. Him up.
Take him to church. 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 Take him to church.